B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Yeah, welcome to the family. And the family right now, you can actually join the family on the phones because we have a couple open lines, first time all day. It is the notorious 5 o'clock hour. It is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Sal Powell will join us at 5:15. We'll talk some Eagles stuff. In the meantime, we're kind of getting the post-mortem on the Phils and what's going to happen with Gabe Kapler. And it will happen like later this week, and they'll figure out who their next manager will be. But I think it's a foregone conclusion that Gabe will be gone because they have to make a change, and the front office isn't going to get changed. So, but it was really weird to see John Middleton make it a special point to go down to the dugout and shake Gabe's hand. The last man to shake his hand. Is that like a guillotine shake?
No. I don't. I mean, that's a cold game if you
do
that.
You're going to zip a guy, though. Why would you do that?
You go down in front of people to say, I respect this man, maybe. Maybe you're looking at it as making it clear, like, we don't hate this guy. I don't know.
You can say that in a press conference. It's like that's, announcing his successor.
It's like scene in Goodfellas at the end when What's-His-Face thinks he's going to become a made man.
That's not the end, but yeah.
Well, no, that's not the end, but you know what I'm talking about. What's his name? Why am I drawing the blank?
Tommy?
When Tommy.
Yeah. Oh,
when Tommy thinks,
no,
yeah, Tommy thinks he's going to become a made man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Bringing him in and then...
Hey, Vinny. How long was it when you was made? A long time. 30 years. 30 years? Pike Beaks was just a pimple back then, wasn't it? Yeah, that scene.
They shot him in the face so that his mother couldn't even have an open casket.
My friend shot him. Tootie.
Tootie.
Tootie's the guy that shot him.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he said they had to do like 10 takes.
Wow.
Because they had the blood splash and the whole bit. They had to get the blood splash right.
Right, right.
Nothing we could do.
Yeah, nothing we could do about it. That's that.
He knocked over the phone booth. Come on.
They whacked him. De Niro, by the way, F-bombed on national TV.
It was on CNN on Sunday.
CNN.
Yeah.
He goes, what? They asked him, I guess it's that Brian Stetler guy.
He asked about Fox News' criticism of his SNL appearances.
Yeah, and he went bleep him.
Yeah, and he said, while this is not an FCC violation, it is Sunday morning.
Yes.
With that, so.
Yeah. Now, he's going to be filming here.
De Niro?
Yeah, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, he's going to be filming in Philadelphia, so I think maybe we should try and put it out to the universe that maybe he can come on the show, Mike.
Yeah, have him sit in studio. That would be great. I would love...
Right there.
Let me tell you, I don't get starstruck
right
much.
You would love it.
If he can come and sit...
Would you be able to conduct the interview?
The highlight of my career.
Oh, we got to find
him. Well, here's the thing. I was supposed to hang out with him in Tribeca.
Oh, yeah, you told me that's... You had a guy who was hooked up with him.
Tootie was in business. Tootie, whose name Frank Leo, was in business, De Niro, the Tribeca Grill. They had a restaurant. And we were supposed to go up, and I go, listen... Frank, I just want to get a limo. We'll just drive around Manhattan. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, he'll be filming.
And just talk evening, a couple hours, drive around Manhattan and talking.
He'll be filming the crime drama After Exile in November. Uh-huh. So we have about a month or so to kind of get this lined up.
We got to get him in studio.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Have to.
That would be awesome.
Even if it's for one segment, we have to. I mean, obviously it'd be better if he can do an hour. Who knows?
We got to get in touch with the movie handlers now, who's ever involved in it.
Yeah, we do early press for the movie.
Yeah.
Get him in studio.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, so I told you, I went out to Denver for this wedding, a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, how was the wedding?
The wedding was beautiful. The wedding was outdoors and had a pastor who conducted the ceremony. Very religious in nature.
Your friend religious?
My friend is a member of this organization. Like, it's a spinoff of the Billy Graham Crusade. So it's not exactly evangelica or what?
Evangelical.
But it's close.
Okay.
And so he's a very religious guy. And there was no alcohol at the wedding. It was just a simple reception of
a good friend.
What?
You're a good friend.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to funeral. I'm going to a wedding with no booze.
No, I had other things. My other friend, our mutual friend, so I played golf with him, and then we went to the wedding. But I, you know, you hear things at weddings, and he met this girl like really quickly. Like he's the type of guy that has to be married. So he came off a marriage, and he needs a marriage. He needs a wife, like that type of guy. Mm-hmm. But I understand that the woman that he married, which I thought was really interesting and admirable, was had not experienced the
touch of a man.
Yes.
How old
she's
are they?
She's in her late 30s.
Huh. Well, good for her.
Yes. So I understand that. From what I could gather, honeymoon night was going to be a big deal.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's very special for them.
Yes, and if you want to do that, please do that.
I thought it was charming.
It is. But that's a lot of pressure on him now.
Well,
is it?
Yes.
I mean, she's not going to know otherwise.
And then I found out that she had a previous boyfriend for like a year and a half who never even kissed her. It's interesting the stories you find out.
Yeah. I mean, what?
So she's a very puritanical person, apparently.
Well, maybe that's why he married her so quick.
Because
she's I'm not going to do it until we get married. And he's like, here, honey.
Well, listen. You said he's a guy that has to be married. I want to be married anyway. This is untapped resource. Here's a ring. Let's move on. Yeah, I can see that, Natalie. Yeah. Older gentleman.
It was kind of cute. You got a little slice of turkey and like some salad. And then you had a little piece of cake at the end. And they had infused water.
Infused water?
Yeah.
What, like cucumber?
Cucumber. Lemon.
You know,
were her parents
they
there?
Had waters.
Were her parents, her dad walked her down the aisle?
Yeah.
Seemed like a nice guy?
He's a missionary. Father.
Different question. Is he a nice guy?
I didn't really get into a conversation with him. He seemed like a nice guy.
Okay.
I felt out of place, to be honest with you. My friend and I kind of felt out of place.
Like you're like sinners among all these saints?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
Did anyone try and like sway you to repent or anything?
Interestingly enough.
Uh-huh. Knew it.
It was held at a place called Glen Eyrie Castle.
Well, sounds fancy.
Which is run by this particular religious organization. And so you had an option to join the tour of the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not into tours. And my buddy wasn't either. So we stayed out of the tour and just kind of hung around the grounds. And frankly, I was looking where I could smoke a cigar, but that was not allowed either.
Oh.
So I happened to wander through one of the rooms and I heard the tour. And the tour included a semi-lecture about the religious organization.
Oh.
So the tour had a ulterior motive, I believe.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But it was cool. You know, I'm up for experiencing things.
There's no judgment. It's just, that's different. No
I didn't
judgment.
Know, yeah, I didn't know that that's what your weekend was entailing.
Yeah,
you said you were going to Denver.
That was Sunday.
Yeah,
so Saturday,
Sunday.
Played golf in Denver Saturday, drove up to Colorado Springs for the wedding, which was at 1 o'clock in beautiful sunshine in the mountains. It was just breathtakingly beautiful outside. And then the little ceremony, and then we went off to the Broadmoor and went to the golf course and putted until sunset.
Okay.
And then had a tee-off time the next day,
which was
yesterday.
Okay. When you said that they were getting married on Sunday, I thought that that was a little strange, but now it all makes sense.
Yeah, it was a Sunday wedding. Sunday. Yes.
Mm. Have to.
All right.
Good luck to them.
Yes. Yes. And I'll get a report, probably.
I hope so.
Yes. Damon in Cheltenham?
Damon, hey,
what's up, man?
Not much. Good afternoon to you, fellas. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Remember I called you last week, right? And mm-hmm. I was talking about the bully ball. You said, what's bully ball?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You said, how long have they been bullying? Well, Mike, they got back to bullying. Bullying was in the trenches, man. Did you see that, Mike?
Yes, I did.
In the trenches.
I did.
unbelievable.
That's the way they had to play that game.
Hey, hey. Definitely the way they had to play, man. That's what I was talking about in the beginning. I want to make a brief comment, brother, on the Sixers and how that interview yesterday was all that. I really listened to Ben, Joel, and also the other big guy. Who you call him?
Horford?
Yeah. Horford. Mm-hmm. Did you call him the stopper? Do you call him the stopper? What's his name? What's the big guy name on the Bucks? He's the Buck stopper. That's the big guy on the Bucks.
Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis. Yeah, the Giannis stopper. Yeah, the Giannis stopper.
Uh-huh.
He sounded great, man. They sound like they're ready to play this year, play together. And
this whole town's excited about the potential. The people are saying, oh, here you go again, Mike. You're going overboard. And I say to him, if hype is deserved, it is displayed. I can't run away from hype if it's true hype.
I know. And that last caller, man, like two calls ago, he was talking about how the Phillies. I said, what is wrong? You said, what's wrong with you? Something's definitely wrong with him, Mike. But again, yeah, man, listen, and I'll tell you that my Eagles, just relax for a minute, and we're going to be calm, right? I said we're going to be all right.
Yep.
Now we got one of our weapons back.
Mm-hmm.
Actually two of them, Goddard, and we got Alshon back. Now we're waiting for D-Jack to come back, and then we're going to be back to the races again. I'm feeling great.
Listen, I hope you're right. I'm looking ahead now. They can't lose to the Jets, right? I said that for Detroit, but that would be impossible for them to lose to the Jets. They're a two-touchdown favorite. Minnesota is like Atlanta flimsy, right? They as soon as they show you something, they regress. And so now that game doesn't look like it's going to be that tough in Minnesota to win in Minnesota. And then you got the two at Dallas, at Buffalo, which would really be the testers.
And we're about to find out about Dallas when they play Green Bay.
Yep.
At home. Let's see if they lose to Green Bay.
Finally a team they're playing. Well, they played a team last week and lost.
Lost, and now they play another one with a real quarterback. Let's see that defense now.
All right. Let's go Marvin in Quakertown. Marvin, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Marvin.
Yes, my question is, what do you think Manuel accomplished as being hitting coach of the Phillies?
Very little.
Yes.
Because the one guy I thought that he would have an impact on went further south in Reese Hoskins.
Yes, that's my second question. If he'd have swung at half of the pitches that he walked on, I believe he would have had a 30 better than 30 average increase and maybe had two or
three. Well, you're swinging at pitches that are balls. That's not good.
Yeah, but what's accomplished? He doesn't swing at the pitches that are strikes.
Well, that's the problem. And he didn't capitalize on pitches that were strikes. See, that's the whole thing about being selective is you get a pitch to hit. He didn't hit the pitches that he had to hit.
And another thing is, what do the Phillies have against swinging at the first pitch?
Well, they started doing it after Manuel got there. That was the philosophy of the other hitting coach.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you, bud. All right, let's talk to the man. I can get some answers here with the Philadelphia Eagles and what they may do. And, of course, he joins us every Tuesday. That's why it's called Tuesdays with Sal, the preeminent NFL reporter for ESPN. Sal Palantonio joins us. Hello, Sal.
Michael, you got to hunt for heat. Look at that fastball early in the count, Mike. Come on.
Yeah, I get it. And he's overly selective, but you know, you can't swing at bad pitches either. He just missed really good pitches. But let's talk about the team that now is.
Yeah, but if you're letting that first strike fastball go, you're 0-1. Then you're in the.
I don't know. I'm a proponent of the first pitch fastball to hit. I'm just.
You're probably not going to see another fastball.
Exactly, and you might not see a better pitch than the first pitch. So I would be selectively aggressive or aggressively selective, whatever it is. But I would be aggressive first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aggressively selective.
Yes.
Correct. That's the word.
Yes.
That was pounded into my head.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I didn't amount to nothing.
Well, neither did I. So let's talk about.
You're a good hitter. I saw you hit. You can hit.
Well, yeah, but not good enough to obviously get to the next level. So I'm like anybody else. Sal, let's talk about what's going on with the Eagles and them righting the ship. with the running attack last week. And now you can see kind of a breakthrough because the Jets come and they go at Minnesota. This team's feeling a little better about themselves all of a sudden.
I think Doug Peterson was listening to Tuesdays with Sal on the Mike Missanelli program, don't you think?
Yes.
Football's really not that hard of a sport. I mean, literally, most sports are not hard. You shoot the ball in the basket. You got open shot, you take it, and you hit it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ben Simmons, that's one. Two, Rhys Hoskins, you see a first-pitch fastball, you might want to swing at it. And three, you might want to have some balance in your offense. You run the ball when they expect you to pass it. You pass the ball when they expect you to run it. That's the foundation of what you're supposed to do. And I'm telling you, they must have been listening to this program because that's what we were talking about last week. And, you know, they figured out how to use Jordan Howard and stay with it and not throw the ball to Nelson Aguilar because we only had one target.
Yeah, yeah, true. All right, so now hopefully they actually utilize that a lot more as a staple. But let's look at what we're facing here with the Eagles in the secondary and how that can really hamper them and what they need to do about it.
Well, it's hard to fix a secondary that's injured for a lot of reasons. One, if you're going to trade for somebody, then you're going to be held hostage because they're going to look at your 53-man roster and they're going to say, well, you got this guy in the training room, you got that guy in the training room, you got this guy in IR, you got this guy with a problem, you can't keep this guy on the field, this guy's not so good. So that's what teams are going to do, and good corners are not walking around at Broad and Spruce. As we speak, they're very difficult to find. You know, cornerback was the number one drafted position 3 years running. People are looking for corners, and sometimes they'll just throw stuff at the dartboard, and sometimes you lose. I mean, let's face it, Michael, and we've talked about this until it makes people nauseous. I mean, the Sidney Jones pick was not a good pick.
Yeah.
It just was not. I mean, what you invested to get in him and what the payoff was, it just didn't happen. So they've been suffering as a result of that. And, you know, they just have not been able to fix the problem. Now they've got major injuries piling up and they're trying to figure out how to blitz with having the cause and effect of leaving the back end wide open. You saw the numbers in the paper this morning when they blitzed. They're blitzing more, but a lot less effectively because their secondary is not holding up. Now, Jalen Ramsey. Now, there's a report out there that some team offered the Jaguars 2 first-round picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Jaguars said, "Fenable, go away. I know we're not interested." Am I right about that?
They said "Fenable" is exactly what they said.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, I hope that wasn't Howie Roseman offering 2 firsts for Jalen Ramsey, because that's crazy, right? We can agree. You and I agree.
I don't know about that at this point.
Come on.
No, they put themselves in a bad situation they might have to crack the 2 first-round pick barrier.
No way.
I don't know how else they're going to add a player of that magnitude to help out their secondary.
You don't know if he's that magnitude. What are you talking that magnitude? What magnitude? What,
think Jalen Ramsey's a star quarterback?
He's not a 2 first-rounder. I mean, if you were sitting there on draft day, let's say you're sitting there on draft day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Ramsey's on the board on draft day. Say it's a number 6 pick overall in the draft, or where he was. He was top 10, I think.
Yeah.
And somebody picks up the phone and says, "Hey, I'll give you 2 first-rounders for this guy because I want Jalen Ramsey." Boom, I'll take him. Good, good. Just go away. Take it easy. I'm all for it. I think it's nuts that they
desperate teams sometimes have to pay excessive prices.
Yeah, but you see, are they that close where you can say, we'll give up 2 first-rounders? Are they that close to winning another Super Bowl?
You don't think they are?
To give up 2 first-rounders to mortgage your future
Don't you have to stay in the game here?
You do have to stay in the game, no question about it. But I think if you can stay in the game and then you take yourself out of the game for 2 years, if you give up 2 first-rounders. Now, you can always argue back with the South, you know, we could trade Goddard and maybe get a 1st-rounder on the back end. If things don't work out, we get one back. That has to be your thinking. We can get one back. We could trade up and maybe get one back, package a couple of picks and a player. But then again, you're giving up picks and player. So I don't know, Mike.
What's the alternative solution?
Because you and I have said, okay, first rounder, second rounder, Goddard. What did I say?
Yes.
First rounder, second rounder, Aguilar.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
Let's just say, Jacksonville, unless they get two ones, is not going to trade them. Now, what's your alternative if that's out of play? You do agree they have to add something here?
Well, there's not that much out there.
Well, then can they actually get to a Super Bowl with this kind of secondary?
A lot of teams have bad secondaries.
So you're saying it's not out of the question that they can still make a run at this with the secondary that they have?
Yeah, I do. I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily. I can't, you know, going game to game with this.
So you give it up on the season. Season's done for you.
No.
Wait, whoa.
I'd give it up on the season, I'd be more comfortable. I would be a lot more comfortable as a contender if I had another cornerback.
I'm comfortable.
You are?
I'm comfortable enough not to give up two first rounders.
You're comfortable enough now playing who they have to play? Rasul Douglas and the Dallas retread?
This week I am.
Yeah, okay. I get you. This week, let's see if we're all comfortable.
Soup, I don't want to give up two first rounders. I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. I'm not.
All right. All right, I'm going to ask you one other question about the perfect suspension for the year. John Runyon coming down with the hammer. What kind of precedent this set? This is like they cracked an egg with this. This is like the first foray into this, isn't it?
Well, he has been a bad actor for a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Runyon did the right thing.
All right.
I do. There's a lot of other hits, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I want to go back and look at the hit by the Patriots secondary on the Bills quarterback and wonder why that guy's not.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
That guy came at him helmet to helmet from 5 yards away, a heat-seeking missile. I want to know, and I was at this game last Sunday, Marlon Humphrey, the Ravens corner, has got a chokehold on Odell Beckham Jr. Yep. He's got him pinned to the ground. How is that guy not suspended?
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's not a football move.
No, it isn't.
By any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, there's sometimes double standards. But the other thing, too, is this. If you're a recidivist problem, then they're going to come down on you. And I think there's a lot of people in the NFL have been wondering why this wasn't done before for this particular
player. He's going to appeal. Do you think he'll get knocked down and he'll actually play some of this season?
Oh, I'd probably lose 8 games, though.
Yeah. All right. Sal, always a pleasure, brother. We'll talk to you.
No two first rounders, Michael. Not two.
All right.
Maybe you could try him away for a little bit more.
All right. See, there's first rounders and there are first rounders. And the Eagles' first rounder is the valued first rounder. So at that point, again, desperate teams, unfortunately, have to pay excessive price. Take a break. We'll come back. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it is 5:30-ish, and it's time to get final numbers on our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moore & Sons. If you're a landscaper and you're looking for new equipment, or if you're looking to repower a zero-turner or a walk-behind mower, Moyer can help you out. They have the best deals around for an edge replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We had over 3,200 votes on today's poll. Who do you want as the manager of the Phillies? 10% say Kapler, 38% say Madden, 43% going Girardi, and 9% going other, with the most popular vote, Raul Ibanez.
Come on, Raul.
Chew in.
Raul.
That's nice. What somebody wrote. They wrote, Raul.
Nice fella, Raul Ibanez. Really nice guy. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Also, Chase Utley. Mm-hmm. Had a couple write-in votes.
And he, the problem is, if you hire him, you can never fire him. That guy's as popular, and the only thing he can do is get less popular if he got hired. Because that guy walks on water in this town. One losing streak, people fire Chase.
Chase Utley would have a problem with communication with his players because he doesn't talk.
He's doing TV for the Dodgers. He is.
Well, yeah, okay. Bilal in South Philly. What's up, Bilal?
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to share.
You gotta get off that phone.
Oh, my phone.
Yeah, I got the echo. Hold on a second. Let's put him on hold. Get that straightened out. Let's go, Trev in Philly. Trev, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Trev.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Trev? Good.
I wanted to vent a little bit about the Phillies' decision to extend the foul poles.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand why it needs to go all the way back there. Can't they just extend it a little bit further beyond? And I feel like that would still protect the fans. I mean, if you're not going to pay attention, you're all the way down at the foul pole and you don't have time to react. I just think that's kind of ridiculous.
Well, it's the trend now because somebody got hurt and line drives are being hit harder. It's the safety issue. It's the prudent thing to do in this day and age. My only thing is that you're going to have to give a rebate to people who are going to get now obstructed.
Completely agreed. It ruins the experience. People say it doesn't change the view. If you sit behind those nets, it actually
is a terrible view. It's a terrible view to sit behind those nets. You lose complete perspective of the game.
Girls?
Well, that's what I mean. The foul ball girl is still going to be there, but they can no longer, you know, trot over, get a little trot, and give it to a little skippy. You know, give the ball to a little skipper. That's not going to happen anymore. She's going to have to wrap it around, and you know, it's going to take a little personality out of the game because the balls aren't going to be thrown into the stands on the third out, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, Tyrone, if you're going to save a life, you save a life. It's a small price to pay for keeping people safe.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, man. I mean, what can I say? It's the prudent thing to do. I was never, like, against it. I'm just saying it's an obstructed view.
I'm hoping we can actually get some details on how it's going to be constructed, too. Because remember that show we did a couple months ago? Where we had that engineer call in and talk about how they're going to construct maybe we'll get some answers now.
The difference is, though, that guy, he didn't know that other teams were doing it, like, in real time. And that netting, they made some net technology. I am interested with this, if a net company steps up and makes a different kind of net now going forward, now that it's becoming popular.
And the clear poles, right?
Well, you don't need that because you don't need none of those fields had a pole in between. You can run it all the way out there. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of how you brace it to the ground.
The material of the
and all that stuff. Yeah. So I'm interested in all that stuff, but they got plenty of time to figure it out.
All right. Bilal is back with us. Bilal, you cleared up?
Sorry about that. All right,
go ahead, man.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to share with you. I was in Texas over the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did a play up there, and I met this guy. He said it's more Philadelphia Eagle fans up there than it is Dallas Cowboys fans. And it was crazy.
Well, I heard you told the afternoon guys this story.
Yeah, but
I was listening when you called.
I didn't get a chance to tell him this. He said that the one thing up there that they hate more than anything is, and I want them cockroach Dallas fans to hear that live here in the city. They hate people that don't live in Dallas to say that they Dallas Cowboys fans. They said they hate that more than anything, that people that don't live in Dallas saying that they Dallas fans. So all these
first of all, why do they hate that? I mean, there's suburban areas at Dallas that the closest team is still the Cowboys.
Yeah, but they said if you live, anybody that lives out of Dallas, and they say they Cowboy fans. They said they despise the Philadelphia fans. the Philadelphia people that say they're Cowboys fans, if they're not from there, it's like he called his cousin. His cousin said he was a Eagles fan. But his friend said he despised anybody that's not from Dallas that say that they Dallas Cowboys fans.
Yeah, but see,
so
we
Cowboys fans here in Philadelphia, they need to be stepped on like the cockroaches that they are. Even from Dallas fans, here it is, the Dallas fans don't even like them.
It's funny because there are some people that say if you don't live in the city of Philadelphia, you can't be a fan of a Philly team. Like Kobe Bryant's not from Philly because he was raised in Lower Merion. You know, that kind of stuff is BS.
People have told me that I should root for the Giants because I lived in Penn Falcon. And I'm like, some of these people were talking, I'm closer to the stadium than they are.
It's the Philadelphia area, it should be the Dallas area. I don't know what they're, you know, why they would think that down there. You got to be within the city limits to root for the Cowboys.
Well, then maybe they say the Dallas area. A Philadelphia fan who's never been to Texas who roots for Dallas, maybe they don't like that guy. They think he's a fraud. I would actually like Dallas fans more, the genuine ones more.
Yeah, there aren't many genuine ones. all right, sound off is coming your way here on the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's the sound off line number. If you got something to say, you want to leave us a message, please do. Leave us a message. Nobody will threaten you. Nobody will hang up on you. And you may make it to the big show. So let's see. We have Tuesday Sound Off.
Saying that the Flyers are going to go deeper in the playoffs than the Sixers? I mean, do you think that was a real call? Or do you think the guy's related somehow to Martinez?
Well, it was a real call. And he was overly optimistic about his squad, I think. It's okay to be optimistic about the Flyers, but come on, we got within reason. You have to be optimistic. They're not winning a Stanley Cup anytime soon.
Since 2006, I drove roughly 25,000 miles, 220 miles a time, coming to Phillies games. I will no longer do that until they get people running the team as if they were actually managing a baseball game and not a video game.
I'm not even sure what that means. Managing a video game.
He's saying it's all too analytical, and he drove in from that means he's a mountain caller, and you know the mountain is angry. So that because where else is he driving that far? And you heard him; he's a mountain caller, and he's saying he's not going to spend his hard-earned money until they get a traditional manager.
No, there's nothing wrong with analytics. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well,
really,
he doesn't like
you know the traditional managers probably don't exist anymore, and if analytics can help you be a better manager, it's, what's so wrong about it?
Where are those cockroach Cowboys fans at today? Where are you guys at? Where was the magician, game-changing offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore at? Where was Dak Prescott at? Nowhere to be found.
Yeah, a little bit of insecurity flash in there. You're only giving them credit when you talk about them that way by going, ha-ha. Just ignore them. Yeah? Until you had to pay attention to them. Ignore them.
Oh, now they step up against the Marlins. A little late, boys. Another year with no postseason play. I know we need starting pitching big time. I know we need a third baseman, but I hope the first thing we do is go out and get Joe Maddon.
Probably not going to happen, but where did they step up against the Marlins? They went 2-3. They lost the fan appreciation day. Lost the last game of the year. Bryce Harper gave an impassioned speech. They still lost the game.
Please, I do not want to hear the biggest playoff choker's name, Dusty Baker, ever again. Giants 5 outs away from a World Series victory. Nothing. Manager of the Cubs in the Bartman series. Couldn't win a playoff series with the Nationals. No, let's keep Gabe right where he is.
What is he? Is Dave... Like, is there two Daves?
That's weird.
Are there two Daves?
There might be.
There might be, because...
Today, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, he's pro-Gabe Kapler?
And...
I'm hammering the guy all year.
And he says the guy is a choker in the playoffs, which would mean he gets his teams to the playoffs. So it's that's like if to choke in the playoffs, you have to get there.
Yeah.
So and he got there with three different franchises. That's something.
Like Dusty Baker. If he doesn't like Dusty Baker, like Dusty Baker. Where's it gonna come out of the clear blue sky? That Kapler should stay now.
I have no idea. He's never said that once.
He's got to call tomorrow.
I swear to God, he makes my brain a pretzel.
Call tomorrow and explain yourself why all of a sudden.
Today.
I don't even want to. Don't even go down that road with him. Only confuse me further.
You're absolutely right, Ty. I'm so sick of the fraudulence that's taking part in this fan base. Okay, those people that were talking about wild cards and stuff—that's a character flaw. I don't know. They were made. They're not made out of Teflon. They're made out of Fabergé.
Fabergé egg.
Yeah, there's people who are already talking about wild card after three games of the season and conceded the division to Dallas. I said that was a little weak. Three games, you can't concede anything.
No. Fabergé egg. What Ocean's movie was the Fabergé egg? Was that Ocean's 12? The Fabergé egg they tried to steal? Was it the one with Julia Roberts in it?
That's the first one.
Oh, that's the first one? No.
No, they don't steal the egg in 12.
It was the Frenchman who danced into the...
That's 12. That's not 12. 11.
That was a Fabergé egg.
Yeah, that was 12, the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
She was in all of them, but she had a larger role in 12 than 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some states finally got the guts to stand up and say, you know what? College athletes should be paid. They should be able to endorse their own names and their own numbers and their own gear. Fair Play to Pay is underway in California starting in 2023. I think it's a good thing, but what do you think?
I think it's... I'm fine with it. At this point, I really don't care. The only thing that makes me laugh is that... Like, the illegal money tap is going to be turned off as soon as you allow these guys to make money off their own likeness. To me, it's only going to get worse. So, if you want to live in a world of that kind of chaos, then what do I care? It's 2020.
What's this comment about a franchise player? The fact is, you make it sound like it's a 10-year commitment and everything's fine. He's there for 10 years, the word franchise. Half these guys don't get past 3 years. You call that a franchise time period?
What are you talking about? We're talking about the quarterback position. The franchise quarterback stays more than 3 years. That's what we're talking about. It's the franchise quarterback that the concept is. Not the franchise player. Like a franchise player in baseball, a guy like Bryce Harper. He's going to be here for 13 years. He'd be a franchise player. Right?
And the franchise player with the Sixers is going to be here more than 5 years, most likely. And
right,
Simmons and Embiid will both be here longer than five years.
Not sure what your point is, but thanks for the call. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Southern. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
All right, sad to report, the baseball show is over. But the good news is Devon Gibbons will follow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And stay tuned to NBC Sports Philadelphia for Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.